We're in Simin Shin Yud Zayin. We are up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Siv Beis Nishmatu Lo Ritzuis Minol V'Sandal. If the straps of a shoe or sandal came off, Osha Nishmat Rov HaRegel, or most of the foot piece of the shoe came off, which either means that it was made of separate pieces that were tied together, or it just means that it opened up. Mutter lahachsir haritzuis lumkoman. The halacha is that you're allowed to put the straps back, as long as you don't tie them. Now, the halacha is like this. To put straps, or for that matter, shoelaces into shoes, if we're dealing with straps or shoelaces that were never there, that's also midrabanan because of tikkun mona. Similarly, putting a belt into clothing where you don't ever remove the belt from it. The halachi is that is usur because of tikkun mana. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah points out, putting a belt on a pair of pants is not a problem because they're not left there forever. That's mutter. So, what's the halacha? That you're allowed to go and put back a strap as long as you don't tie it. The reason you can't tie it is because we learned before that kesher is a kesher shel kayam. It's normally left for good. Says the Rama, Hagav v'dafka sheyuchal achzir below torach. Avlim tzorach torach. Says the Rama, that's only if you can put it back easily. But if you can't put it back easily, then there's a chash that you're going to come and tie it. The Achronim claim that the Rama here has really put together two independent halachas. And the way they paskin is like this, that first of all, whether or not it's difficult to put the strap back, if the derech is that every time you put the strap back there, you tie it into place, then it's also to put it even without tying as a gzera that you will tie it. Whereas, where the normal thing to do is not to tie it. However, it takes a lot of tircha to put it in. For example, the holes are extremely thin. That chazal asid anyway because of tircha. Siv gimel. Matirin beis hatzavar mikesha shekosher kovis she'ina shekesha shekayama. For the neck hole, so when you gave it to the washer to wash, they used to go and tie it up. So the neck piece was tied closed. Now, if you want to put your neck through the beged in those days, the way you would do it is by opening this up. That's not a kesha shekayama. Obviously, it was made to be worn. It's just that when he returned it washed, he wanted it to sit straight, so he went and he closed it up. But you're not allowed to go and open it up anew because that's tikkun mana. What does that mean? What it means is that it was tied in a way that was not made to be opened right away. So according to one day, it's that it's meant to be untied as soon as you get home. The other day it says that it's got to be that it was meant to be that it's meant to be untied dafka that day. But if it was meant to be untied a different day, then that's already would have been aser. So the halacha is that to go open up this neck hole that was tied down. If the intent was not to open it immediately, then it would be aser. If it was meant to be open at least within that day, then it is mutter. Says the Rama, Haga afilu kvar niftach, even if they already had a neck hole, you're not making a new one. Raksha chazor u'min v'kosher o'tofor b'yachad k'derech sh'umin osim. But whether it was a tailor or it was the one doing the washing, where they tied it down in a way that it was really meant to stay for a long time, that means he tied it very, very well. So the halachi is that it would be usur to untie. So pashtus, what we're talking about is, it was meant to be tied a long time. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if it was tied very well, but if it was made to untie right away, the marshal says that you're allowed to open it, but not in front of an Am Haaretz. And also, if it was actually a professional that tied it, there it's meant to last. In the case of someone that's got a neck hole that is tied down and he opens it once a week, he could not open it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings a chayodam that what happens if say you wanted to tie down this neck in a bow and accidentally a knot was made. So he says that it has the halacha as if it were made to be untied right away. So this is very important. Whenever someone did not really want to make a knot, but the knot happened accidentally, the halacha is that there would not be a problem of untying it on Shabbos. We would consider a knot that was really meant to be untied immediately. Says the Ramah further. V'lochein. Also, l'natek olachtoch, you're not allowed to cut or undo. Zug shel min olim atfurim yachad, a pair of shoes that were sewn together. Kederach shum nenosim. Afal gav dat fira ina shel kayama. Even though it was not shel kayama, they sewed the shoes together as a pair, even though it's not shel kayama. The halacha is you couldn't open it. Why is that? We saw by a knot you could untie it. The ein chiluk b'tfira bein shel kayama le'ena shel kayama. There's a difference between the malacha of kosher and the malacha of tofer, meaning the malacha of matir and the malacha of korea. To untie a kesher shena shel kayama is mutter. To untie a tfira the shena shel kayama is aser. V'yesh matirim b'tfira shena kayama ve'in lahatir b'fnei amoretz. There is a day that's matir, but you're not to do that in front of an amoretz. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down that any kesher that was not a kesher olam, since at worst it's going to be a derabbanon, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to go and open for you. Now one may ask, why isn't all of this korea mutter, because it's not almanas litfar, it's not for the sake of sewing. It is the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah that as long as there's any positive accomplishment in your kriya, we call that korea almanas litfar, and it is a daraisa, and you couldn't ask a non-Jew to do it for you, because that's just asking, that's amira l'nachri in the case of a daraisa, which is not mutter.